This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Britain's Queen Elizabeth and her family paid their last respects to Prince Philip at a funeral celebrating his naval past, international heritage, and 7 decades of service. The 94-year-old queen dressed in black with a white-trimmed black mask. She stood alone as her husband of 73 years was lowered into the royal vault in a service Saturday attended by senior royals, including heir to the throne Prince Charles and his sons Princes William and Harry. The queen sat by herself in the chapel during the ceremony at Windsor Castle, separated from her children and grandchildren due to strict COVID-19 rules during the private yet televised funeral over a week after the death of the 99-year-old Duke of Edinburgh. Philip's naval cap and sword lay atop the coffin, with Britain pausing a sunny Saturday afternoon for a national minute of silence before the funeral. Both Iran and China are reporting progress in talks aimed at salvaging Iran's nuclear deal with global powers. Tehran's chief negotiator says there are common views and work could begin on proposals after a Saturday meeting of remaining parties to the 2015 deal. Iran has breached many of the deal's restrictions on its nuclear activities in response to U.S. withdrawal from the accord and the return of recent sanctions under former U.S. President Donald Trump. A second round of talks began just days ago in Vienna, but have been complicated by an explosion last week at Iran's main uranium enrichment facility. Tehran says the blast was an act of sabotage by Israel and on Saturday named a suspect. Israel has not formally commented on the incident. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny is apparently in critical condition after more than 2 weeks on hunger strike. Navalny supporters say he is at increasing risk of kidney failure and is losing vision, according to a group with ties to the politician. The 44-year-old opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin started refusing food on March 31st in protest after he says prison authorities failed to treat him properly for back and leg pain. The Doctors Alliance trade union claims Navalny's lawyers have medical tests showing him in poor health and say his kidneys may soon fail, leading to fears of cardiac arrest. Russia jailed Navalny for 2.5 years in February for alleged parole violations. He was arrested as he returned to Russia after a nerve agent poisoning. The global death toll from the coronavirus pandemic has topped 3 million people amid some setbacks in vaccination campaigns and a deepening crisis in areas including Brazil, India, and France. And the true number is believed to be significantly higher because of likely government concealment and many overlooked cases in the early stages of the outbreak that began in Wuhan, China at the end of 2019. The U.S. tracking group at Johns Hopkins University says the 3 million death mark Saturday comes just 3 months after hitting 2 million deaths in January. India's capital of New Delhi faces a shortage of hospital beds. The city's chief minister also says almost 1 in 4 tests for the virus is positive, saying the situation is very serious and worrying. New Delhi has imposed a weekend curfew and is among the worst hit cities in India, a country deep into a second major wave of COVID-19 infections. India recorded more than 200,000 new cases Saturday for a third straight day. China is hitting back at the U.S.-Japan show of alliance during talks between President Joe Biden and Japan Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga, calling it an ironic attempt of stoking division. Suga and Biden held a news conference Friday and issued a joint statement on shared values in democracy and human rights with concern about China's activity in the Indo-Pacific region. Their statement also expressed concern over human rights in Hong Kong and for China's ethnic Muslim minority. The statement by the Japanese and U.S. leaders also mentions the importance of peace and stability in the Taiwan Strait, marking the first time a Japanese prime minister had spoken out with the United States on Taiwan since 1969. China claims self-governing Taiwan as its territory and says, like Hong Kong, it should be under Beijing's control. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.